Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
The voice of the Pats Populi, the Foxborough faithful, registering frustration, resignation, annoyance.
Who's resigning?
No. Resignation in the voice. That's been my line all week long. Pats Nation has turned into resignation as Patriots fans.
I accept any resignations that come across my desk.
All right. You have a desk?
Bill, I'm actually sitting at a desk, yeah.
Who would resign to you?
Bill Belichick.
You think you'd get the napkin and the Sharpie? I resign as maybe. HC of the NEP.
He's like, Andy, I've always loved you. Here's the scoop. I'm calling it.
Wow. You're going to get the exclusive on Belichick?
Maybe. You never know.
Feel bad for Gerard Mayo and everyone who was in line.
I mean, is Gerard Mayo the definite at this point? Like, we had a caller earlier asking us in the first hour, and if you missed it, you can always use the Odyssey app to rewind or subscribe to the Six Rings postgame feed, the Six Rings and Football Things podcast feed as well, where you can always catch up on the latest and the greatest that we have to offer here on WEEI Boston Sports Original to you, the greatest fans in all the lands of football. Saying, you know, the question was, what do we have to look forward to going forward? You got to keep, you know, it's not like you can see Gerard Mayo do anything, you know, on the field that'll make you say, like, oh, this guy's going to be a great coach. Aside from maybe the development of a couple of players that you hope will be around here in the future, and wondering exactly how high the draft slot may go for the Patriots, you got 11 games to in glory. Holy smokes. I'm not even sure what to call the remainder of the season. Oh, and here's Patriots coach Bill Belichick.
All right, well, you know, obviously we just couldn't quite make enough plays here tonight. You know, had our opportunities and just, you know, need to do a better job here in, you know, really just about every area. Just any one of a number of things could have made a difference, and we just need to, you know, be able to coach it better, play it better, execute a little bit better. And that was really the story of the game.
Bill, you get your team in a situation, you know, 3.5 to go, you're within two. And how frustrating is it to see, you know, the penalties, the Jennings, and then when you guys got the ball, the Mafia, and some of the penalties that you guys continue to kind of kick yourselves a little bit with?
Yeah, we had penalties to start the game, and had three penalties in the last 2 minutes, so. Yeah, it's not a good formula. You'd eliminate that.
Bill, Devontae Parker said that he got his fingertips on the ball late in the game from Mac Jones. I'm just curious to hear what you saw in that play.
Yeah, it was on the other side of the field.
What went into the decision to sign Malik Cunningham to the 53-man roster and make him your backup quarterback?
We have a lot of people that are hurt.
Hey, Bill, two-part question. What's the most challenging aspect of how this season's playing out so far? And second part of that, how personal is this to you as a coach who's had so much success?
Yeah, well, right now it's just about this game, so, you know, just take it week by week. That's the NFL.
What about the challenging aspect? Some of the same things maybe that have happened in previous games with the, you know, the assignments, the penalties.
Oh, this game's a lot different than the last two games, so I don't think you can compare those.
Bill, was Micah Wenu available only in emergency today?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Due to health. And on Malik, was his standing as the number two quarterback in the game today reflective of where the depth chart stands overall, or was that more of a game-specific decision?
Yeah, we're just talking about this game.
Bill, what do you do to try to, you know, stop this, you know, sort of downhill roll right now and get these guys back on track?
Yeah, like I said, we had our chances today. We had to play better and coach better.
Two final questions for Ben Bowman. Bill, how do you, obviously Mac coming off a couple of tough games. How do you think he responded this week in practice and then today in the game?
I think we, you know, as a team, you know, we all responded. You know, they all responded pretty well, competed well. But we just, like I said, we just didn't make enough plays to win. And that's really across the board, offense, defense, you know, kicking game. We could have been better in every area. I mean, there weren't that many plays in the kicking game. Honestly, there was not that many, but on offense and defensively, there's certainly some things we could have handled a little better than we did.
Bill, you mentioned not a good formula to have the penalties that you guys had today, but what, in your opinion, is the root cause of the number of penalties you guys had today?
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at them. You know, I mean, we had a holding call, we had a pass interference call, we don't see their call. I guess the false start was a false start, so. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. Another good time on ice with Coach Belichick at the podium following yet another soul punch of a defeat. This one, at least the Patriots scored points in. This one, as you pointed out earlier, Andy, more reminiscent of the earlier games where the Patriots put themselves in an early hole, fought back, never once knew the lead in the game, almost did, but in the end, well, let's see, first Kayshon Boutte didn't get his feet in, then there was the bad pick to Parker, now we have the Parker drop. What was the final play in the Miami game? What ended that one? Was there a fumble? Oh, no, it was the Cole Strange run.
Oh, yeah. First down, then no first down.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, there was that. And now, of course, we've got the Parker drop and Sax Crosby getting the best of Mac in the end zone for the safety. At this point now, it's almost like you could just basically have, if the Patriots lose this season, like in so many years past, you could basically just have a pre-recorded Bill Belichick postgame presser, and then you could just drop in, like have AI drop in specific references. Otherwise, it's all, they all sound the same. Didn't make enough plays, got to coach better. Great. Okay, cool. Yep. You guys haven't been able to do that all season so far, so when are we going to see you coach better or things get better, Coach?
Appreciate the answer to Phil Perry, too, when he asked about the penalties. And Bill said, well, there was the hold, and then there was the pass interference, and then I guess the false start was a false start. Oh, thanks, Bill. Thanks for the explanation. I think he was looking for more.
Those do sound like penalties. Mm-hmm.
They are, but why does your team keep making so many penalties? Is it a coaching problem? Is it a player's problem? Is it a caring problem? Because we used to mock teams like this. Remember the Raiders were always a team that was always very, very high in penalties, and it was like, they're not professionals. It's coaching. There's no commitment to excellence like they say there is. All that. Why, Bill? I don't need you to relist the penalties. We were there. We saw the penalties. It's just, and my guess is he doesn't have an answer. My guess is he's tried to crack down. My guess is his team is just not very professional, and it's just not a team that is sort of beholden to attention to detail. I also think when you're not as good, you end up with some of those penalties, some of the holds or some of the false starts. Like if you're an offensive lineman who's worried about getting beat, you know what you do? You're so worried that you go early. And who could that be? Oh, Vadarian Lowe. He's the most beat offensive lineman in football, right? All these PFF stats or next-gen stats or whatever.
Yeah, he's not very good.
So you know what you do? You try to anticipate, and you're trying to get that extra quarter of a second jump on Max Crosby, and you jump the snap. Like, I do think a lot of penalties are actually founded in a lack of talent or a lack of confidence. You try to overplay. Actually, turnovers are too with Mac. I think when you're trying to do too much. So I think talent and the need to make plays without enough talent is the root of a lot of the mistakes and the ineptitude that the Patriots put forth out there. And therefore, you can, well, if you guys jump off sides again, we're doing 10 hills on Wednesday at practice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Great. Does that solve anything? Does that do anything? So in one sense, I understand why Bill doesn't have an answer, but in another sense, he doesn't even try to answer.
No, he doesn't. I mean, what does he have to offer? And he probably figures at this point, I've done so much for these people, what do I owe them? Like, well, I don't know, maybe just...
Oh, he absolutely believes that, even though what he should owe is an answer to the people that have paid thousands and probably season ticket holders, some of the they're in like hundreds of thousands of dollars they've invested individually, right? Over the years, 20 plus years and away trips and tailgating. That's what you owe them. You owe them a return on their investment. You owe them just the respect that they deserve, the loyalty that they've shown over the years. Maybe show some loyalty in return, like some of that, but whatever. He doesn't have that. He'll never have that. He doesn't have humility. He doesn't have some of those character makeups that you'd expect. And guess what? Maybe that's why he was so great for so long, because maybe humble people, you know, nice guys finish last. Maybe he's not nice guy, and that's why he finished first so often.
Well, earlier tonight when I was at the stadium, I had the pleasure of hosting the Patriots away game season ticket member viewing party. They do one per year, and we tried to keep the mood light, and there was a lot of self-deprecating humor, and there were good vibes, and there were over 2,000 people there, and there's free snacks and lighthouse tours. And I tell you, so many people who are already basically have cashed their chips in on the season and know the team's going nowhere are still there watching. They're still there cheering. They brought their kids for face painting and s'mores and free cookies and just the spirit of watching football together and the camaraderie. And the frustration on their face just, you know, after one mistake after the next, I can only imagine what it was like towards the tail end of the game. Just, it's, you know, I mean, these people have known so much joy that you can't really feel badly for them, but you admire the dedication. But there is sort of a sickness to all of us, just like we now know what the result is going to be pretty much every week. And yet in Pavlovian manner, the bell rings and we go right up to that bowl and we just eat crap every week, Andy.
It's what we do. And that's loyalty. And that is, and I don't know where it'll go. You know, you and I have talked a little bit about this in terms of the crowds at Gillette and paper bags and ratings and purchases and attention to the team. And there's definitely people that are losing interest. There's definitely people that are red zoning it or just zoning out altogether and probably going apple picking or pumpkin picking or cider and donuts or whatever you do this time of year when you don't have to worry about dedicating 3+ hours to a football game.
Most teams will be appearing on the red zone this year, and the Patriots will be featured on the dread zone, which is always a good time.
Oh,
Wayne, Steve,
pot
just
shot.
Whatever. It's not a cheap shot. Wayne, Steve,
it's not
Danny.
A cheap shot if it's true.
See, just like you say, the truth is never mean.
Right.
Well, tough S.
Don't tell me Fitz, you're buying into that.
I can't help it. I'm not. I'm disappointed, just like the rest of you. Wayne, Steve, Danny, Jeff, Rick, don't you guys go anywhere. The lines may be full, but we'll try to squeeze you in at 617-779-7937. Your calls coming up, plus Mike Cadlett, Christian Fourier, and everything else that we can offer you up until 10 o'clock on the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What happened on that deep ball on the last drive? It's like you got behind the coverage.
See, I don't know. What'd you see?
Looked like you got behind the coverage. Ball was there.
Yeah, I guess that's just what happened. I was just behind the coverage. Next.
Did you get your fingers on the ball?
I think my fingertips, I think, but I didn't get to get a whole full grasp of it.
Do you feel like that's a ball that you can catch?
I think so. I mean, fingertips, I don't know, but.
Did you get your fingertips on the ball? I don't know, we'll see. I got behind the coverage. What'd you see? Next? Wow. Thanks for all the comfort and humility.
Yep.
Following one of the worst plays of your professional career and the soul punch of another ending to a Patriots game in the 2023 season. That was Devontae Parker in the locker room to Chris Mason of Mass Live and other members of the Patriots media cartel, if you will. Following Parker's drop at the end of the game that would have put the Patriots close to midfield and at least given Mac Jones a chance to try to engineer his second comeback of his young NFL career. Alas, Andy, it was not meant to be had, your final 21-17 Raiders.
As is so often the case, I'm going to be careful here, though. It was way more than just the tips, buddy.
Yeah.
that was the whole hand.
Ooh, Andy.
No.
What are we doing?
You got the whole whole hand in there, Russ?
I give Chris Gasper credit because there's part of me that wants to say, I believe that was Chris Gasper. That said, it looked like he got behind the coverage. There's a part of me that would like to think somebody would just say, it looked like you dropped a perfect pass. Like, mm-hmm. That's the answer.
Ball was there.
Yeah, I guess that's just what happened. I was just behind the coverage.
Okay, cool. Great.
And he made a perfect throw, and you didn't catch it. Like, in my truth is never mean world, that's how that would go. But he would have a hissy fit. He's a baby. He's sensitive. He's not professional. There's no Logan Mankins in him. There's no Matthew Slater in him. Those guys are stand-up and accountable. That is a lack of accountability. And people made fun of me this summer when I said I would have cut Trent Brown. I still would have. And guess what? I think I'd cut Devontae Parker. I think he's a net negative for this team. I don't know what he brings to the table. Raven, you know, the route he ran earlier was terrible. And this one, he doesn't catch the ball. And then he compounds the physical mistake, which happens by, like, being weird, by trying to say it was on the fingertips. Or I don't even know what he's trying to do. Just be a man. Be a professional. I don't really understand how you get to that level and are still such an oversensitive, unprofessional baby. Just say you dropped it. I got to make that catch. I'm paid to make that catch. I let Mac Jones, the entire offense, and the entire team down. That's mm-hmm. the reality. Why mm-hmm. can't he say that?
Because obviously things have come too easily to him before. Obviously he doesn't think that he was as guilty as we think that he was. It's a team game, I'm sure he would like to say. And, you know, no one particular play causes a team to win or to lose. I couldn't disagree more with that assessment if you paid me to feel a certain way about it. I just think, honestly, he didn't show up for the end of the game just the same way he didn't show up at he didn't show up for the post game the same way he didn't show up at the end of the game, Andy.
Right. And even if he doesn't want to get into any specifics, just go with the old fallback Troy Brown line. If it hits my hands, I should catch it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even need you to go into it's a drop or this or I let this down. Just go with a simple, if it hits my hands, I need to catch it. It's a lot like in camp, in practice, and I know it's practice, not a game, whatever. But there was a bad hold that caused Chad Ryland to miss a kick. And after the practice, I give him credit. And again, just the practice, but whatever. He said, if I kick it, I take responsibility for it. I got to find a way to get it through the uprights. Like, that
good
mentality.
For good for him.
And that's the mentality to me of a winner, of a professional, of a guy you want to go to battle with. What Devontae Parker did today is an example of a guy I don't want to go to battle with. So I'm ready to move on from all these guys. The season's over. So that's The biggest problem for these Patriots is there's no answer to their problems. Like, mm-hmm. the season is over. Invest in the future. Invest in the draft pick. People can claim you're tanking. I don't care. I would get rid of guys that are not all in. And I think there are way too many guys on this roster right now that are not all in. I would put Trent Brown there. I would put Devontae Parker there. I think I'd probably put Juju Smith-Schuster there. And go with the guys that are invested. Go with the Jabril Peppers. Go with the DeMario Douglases.
Go with Jelani Tavai. Go with
Jelani Tavai.
Unless, of course, Kendrick Bourne may have value to another team.
Ezekiel Elliott is showing Devontae Parker and Trent Brown how to be a veteran professional, how to handle yourself, how to invest in a team that's maybe not as good as others you've been on, to invest in a role that's maybe not as big as you once had. But he was a hell of a lot better player than those two will ever be, and he's still giving it everything he has on the football field for the Patriots that are 1-5 in struggles. Like, be a professional like Ezekiel Elliott. Don't be a professional in embarrassment like Trent Brown and Devontae Parker and those guys.
I think we may have to start keeping tabs on a little running list here. Who are the all-in guys and who are the gotta-go guys? That's an interesting little nugget there, Andy, as we make our way past the halfway point of tonight's Six Rings postgame show. Back to the phones we go. We have to re-vent with some of our Foxborough faithful here. Danny and Quincy. Hello, Danny.
Yeah, we're talking, pumpkin spice in July, and now you guys are talking eggnog in October. Oh, my God, Nick.
It's the world we live in.
Hey,
Life comes at you fast.
It was Hart who brought it up, not me.
And Nick, you were wishing the summer away for this?
Yeah. No,
How about those Jets?
Never again.
Don't look now. The Jets beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And Wilson, the guy was looking for a job in a grocery store 4 weeks ago. His coach benched him. And he seemed to come back from adversity better than Mac Jones could. Yep. Wouldn't you say so?
Yep, I sure
Absolutely.
Would. As a matter of fact, Danny, if it weren't for a sluggish start, or maybe, I don't know, a little bit of an effort by the Patriots in a game now that a lot of Pats fans are probably saying, damn it, I wish we didn't win. You know, Zach Wilson would probably have a better than .500 record right now and would have gotten his first win against the Patriots.
Right. When you look at it, this kid went through, in that crowd, New York market, went through 10 times the adversity Mac Jones did. And he came back after Rodgers' injury, and look what he's doing. And Nick, it took you until what, 5 minutes? 5 minutes to eight for you to mention the biggest play of the game, the turning point in the game. Another interception by Mac Jones with a clean pocket. The common theme of the team.
Whoa. Clean pocket. He was on a full sprint toward the sideline.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't on a full sprint.
Yes, he was. Danny.
He had tucked the ball. So you didn't watch the game. Thanks for the call.
Andy. Okay, look at if you wanted.
He had tucked the ball and was running like it was a jet sweep toward the sideline. So don't tell me he was in a clean pocket. See, Danny, I can't take you seriously if you didn't watch the game or don't at least acknowledge the facts.
I watched the game.
You didn't. The pick was on the run. Toward the sideline. The ball had already been tucked into his arm like a running back.
Every quarterback in the league that's worth their weight in gold can throw on the run, Andy.
It was a terrible throw.
Wait a minute. No. You just said it was in a clean pocket. So now you're saying he should throw better on the run. That's a discussion we can have. Why'd you lead with a lie?
It's not a lie. Hold on. Danny, hold on a second, please.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
I'm watching the replay right now at NFL on the X machine. And so basically Mac takes a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-step drop back. The pressure from Max Crosby, because it's easy because he beats Vidarian low, comes around. So Mac steps up and then rolls to his right. He tucks the ball away, then sees Hunter springs open and uncorks a ball with far too much momentum and effort on it. Yes, way too much mustard.
So where's the clean pocket? Where's the clean pocket?
Well, he created the clean pocket, Andy. He created a clean pocket.
What the F are you talking about?
He escaped the rush and found a slot in the pocket. He found an
opening
in the pocket.
Do you even know what a pocket is? Do you know what a pocket is? It's when the guard drops back a little and the tackles drop back a little and you have a nice pocket.
It doesn't necessarily have to be in one spot, Andy.
Have you?
Oh.
Can't say that on the air. If you can't argue without swearing, then don't start fights.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you just spew lies. Mac Jones is having enough problems on the factual aspects of his game. right now. Can we agree on that, Fitzy? Enough problems there in reality?
He's having an awful lot of problems. And this right. was not, this was, I've seen people describe this. I disagree with Danny's assertion. I don't always disagree with him. I don't always agree with him either. I disagree with his assertion that this was the game right here. Also, I disagree yeah, with I people that are, I disagree with people saying, this is the worst interception of the year. It's another game. It's not the worst interception I've ever seen. Was it a bad throw? Yes. Was there too much on it? Yes. A better pass without being harried and hustling should have been dropped into the hands of his bestie on the team. That's another week, Andy, where he's missed Hunter Henry, where he's been open, and it could have yep. been a pivotal play. You lose at least three, maybe seven, when this team is struggling for points. But Danny misremembered it to a certain degree that I happen to disagree with. The two of you now are definitely at odds. These calls are getting very contentious.
Me an a-hole.
He did. You can't,
that
Danny.
Is, you can't do that.
Danny knows better than that. Danny, come on now.
I think I got under his skin a little.
I think so.
I have a way of doing that with people.
You know, I've noticed. You know, I've noticed.
No, but my point would be, if he made that throw from a clean pocket, it's a much bigger problem. Mac Jones will never make his money in the National Football League sprinting toward the sideline for his life and then throwing on the run. He can
Mac
do
Jones
it.
Mac Jones playing on the run, Mac Jones improvising, Mac Jones off platform, Mac Jones off script. These are never things you're going to hear when you right before someone says, and much success was to follow for the Patriots. That's not his game. That's not how he rolls.
And I will go back to the throw to Ty Montgomery where he hit, I want to say, number 41 from the Raiders.
Yeah, Robert Spillane. It was very close.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. He hit him in the hands, and it deflected through. And opposite of last week when he hit Montgomery in the hands and it turned into a pick, this week mm-hmm. he hit the defender in the hands and it turned into a completion. But that was a much worse throw for me. Like, that was a horrific throw. This one was, as you said, Vidarian Lowe doing Vidarian Lowe things, mm-hmm. which leads Mac to have to do things he's not great at. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Danny can lust after a quarterback that can do those things, consistently make throws on the run, off platform, on, like, but that's not who Mac Jones is supposed to be. And, yeah, I just get, why do we have to mischaracterize things when the reality is ugly and debatable enough? We don't need to make things up, do we?
No, we don't. Not to try That's to fit our on. Point or agenda. At this point, now, who are we piling on? You want to pile on us because we got to do this for 3 hours? You want to pile on Mac Jones because...
Hey, call me an a-hole. That's not nice.
Well, actually, like you said, the truth is never mean. All right, here we...
It's true.
Andy, by the way, you have been called worse, not on the air.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The C word, the other C okay, word, the F right. word, may, the MF there, word, there, like
there
everything.
There could be children headed home from the stadium. There may be
Daddy,
some...
what's the other C word?
All right, save that drop. Back to the phones we go. Wayno in Southie. Wayno,
yeah, that's right, Wayno. 1-5? 1-5? Do you know the last time I knew it was 1-5? 60 years ago. The 1960 Patriots. Is that what we're reverting to?
I'll see you at Nickerson Field. I'll see you at Nickerson Field next week.
Belichick's on it. They're all about to get swept out to the sea. Because this isn't... This can't be Patriots football. I feel like I'm watching a kid in the park. Dropping balls. Can't get the ball. Come on. Are you serious? Mac, can I say S-U-C-K, Fitz?
Yep.
Yes.
Suck, 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 suck.
Well, there's a limit. You can only say three, actually.
That's what I think about these Patriots right now. And like you said, you're right, Andy. You're 100% right. Does it is over. This is over. 2023, write it off. And please let's get back to building a real team. And if Belichick has to go, then he has to go. And I hope they do it. Belichick, 23 years. Thank you. 6 Super Bowls. 2 with it. Oh, yeah. No problem. You got to go, buddy. You're like senile or something. You're not even, he doesn't even have any more. Like, he used to be mad. And then now he's just like, dropping it down. This is gonna go, and that's what today. This is, you want to hear what's his name, Mac? Here's Mac coming in. Well, hey guys, you know, I try to get it out there to him, and but I couldn't see it down there. But we really tried hard today, man. We'll be back next week because we suck.
Wayno, that was pretty much the entirety of the Patriots season done as performance art in just about a minute's time. Thank you very much for the call. This is where it's going, Andy. I mean, at least there's still, I will give the people that are calling you a-holes, I'll give you the Wayne Owen Southie that are just furious and frustrated, and even more. I'll say this, at least there's still a little passion, a little fire in their belly, a little passion in their hearts, a little wrath in their voice, because if it keeps playing out like this, and this season goes 3-14, 2-15, 4-13, and there's just not much to root for, we won't get this kind of anger at the end of the season. People will be beaten down. People will just be the worst thing that could set in, apathy.
Yeah, we're not there yet, though.
No.
And it's our job.
But legitimate question. How soon?
Well, I actually don't think it'll set in this year because of the big picture questions and Belichick and transfers of power and free agency and draft picks and quarterback. And I just think that we're not mired in year after year of horrific play. And like, this is actually something different. So we went from greatness to mediocrity. Now we've fallen from mediocrity to whatever you want to describe this.
Ineptitude,
but ineptitude that could lead to the future, right? I think there's some of that talk. So this is so different from what we've been through for so long. I think people will stay engaged in the big picture. You may lose eyeballs on specific games, like, oh, I'm not watching the Chiefs game. I know they're going to get rolled or whatever. But I think the big picture investment in
there.
The what? No shot.
No?
Well, maybe she rings the bell. She is tight with Kraft Sports and Entertainment.
Oh, Andy, I bet you they've already reached out. That's what you get to look forward to. It'll be an absolute sellout. All your daughters will want to come to the game. Oh, my God.
That would be the first time ever my daughter would be like, hey, can you get me tickets to that Chiefs game?
Oh, golly.
Faux shizzle the swizzle.
Oh, my word. Oh, shake it off, Nick. Just shake it off. 617-779-7937. There's your number. Steve, Jeff, David, Joe, don't you guys go anywhere. We'll get to you. We'll get to Andy Hart's thumbs up, thumbs down on the game. The Cars for Kids player of the game. Hopefully we'll hear from Cadillac and Fourier as promised. Still a lot coming at you on tonight's edition of the Six Rings postgame show following Pat's Raiders on WEEI.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Be hearing momentarily from our pal Mike Cadillac from WEEI.com. Christian Fourier checking in a little while. Real quick, we take it back to the phones. Let's see who's been holding on longest. Jeff in New Jersey, you're up on Six Rings.
What's going on, guys? How you doing tonight?
How are you, Jeff?
Yeah, well, I got to say, I feel like I'm living in Groundhog Day the last 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This team is just, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's horrendous. I mean, Mac Jones, I mean, he costs us every game. I remember the good old days where it's like, 2 minutes left, quarterback's got his hands, we're going to win. And now it's like, all right, how is he going to screw it up? And I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, this team, I mean, we let go Jacoby and signed Juju, and I don't even know where. Somebody needs to put Juju on a milk carton right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so bad, and you throw in the fact that even Zach Wilson for the Jets looks actually competent.
Mm-hmm.
So, what can we even say anymore? I mean, I think it's time to blow the whole thing up. I mean, top to bottom, scrap everybody. You know, I look at the next the rest of the season. I don't even think we're going to get one win. Even against the Jets in week 18.
Don't you even dare count that one, Jeff. No, I don't disagree with you in the least, and I don't think a lot of people would. I'm not sure where the win would come from. I think a lot of people would like to blow it up. I just don't know what blowing it all up would look like or what it would do for the team right now, aside from maybe selling off any potential assets or parts that could net you some picks in next year's draft. And I thank you for the call, Jeff. Actually, now to help us try to paint the picture of what potentially realigning, blowing it up, or just trying to start over or hit the reset button would look like, from WEEI.com on the Harbor One Hotline, it's our Patriots beat writer, Mike Cadlick. Mike, yeah, okay, yep, good times.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
A close one. We had a little bit of fight, I think, right? Come on.
Well, some did.
Listen, this is the worst sad cheerleader, varsity letterman. Like, yeah, come on, guys, we can do it. We almost did it. Hooray.
Terrible.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, they competed, sure, but still too many costly mistakes. Like at the end of the day, right? And this was my number one thought in my post game column is that, like, look, we didn't blame Mac Jones on the end of this one because he did drop a dime to Devontae Parker that Parker should have caught. But I mean, look, obviously, and you know, Parker deserves blame for that. But it's not just one play that makes a game. And if you want to go one play by one play, you know, in the first half, Mac Jones threw that interception that you could have had 3 points on. And so you take those 3 points, you tack them on at the end, you could have won the football game if that didn't happen. So still just too many mistakes that compound on each other. And you still can't move the football, really. You know, a couple decent drives, only put up 17 points. So yeah, you're never going to consistently win in the NFL if you can't score 20 points. So that's where we sit right now, 1-5.
So, where would you, I mean, I feel like we're going to keep asking this every week in every loss, but just, yep, I guess, ranking the problems, like the very first play of the game, Vedarian Lowe, false start. And Vedarian Lowe, yep, gets beat for a safety on essentially the last play of the game. And in between, there was continued mistakes, but you had Parker not playing well. Okay, so the receivers still stink. The offensive line still stinks. Max still making too many mistakes. And that pick, we, yep, talked about it, that pick wasn't even maybe his worst throw. I thought the throw that should have been picked by number 41, yeah, putting in front of Ty Montgomery, was a worse throw. Like, how do you layer the problems right now, and how do you get out of them? Like, I guess would be my question.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts with the offensive line. And I sort of brainstormed this, I guess, you know, last night into this morning when I was on earlier with Gresh and Arcand about this offensive line and how everything starts up front. And offensive line at this point, in my opinion, is a more important position than quarterback. Because, you know, watching, I don't know if you guys saw it or if anybody who's listening saw it, USC play Notre Dame last night. Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in college football, and, yep, he can't do anything because he's under pressure. He gets sacked 6 times. He's running around like a chicken with his head cut off, trying to make too many plays. And so it all starts up front. And when up front can't protect, wide receivers and quarterbacks' timing aren't on the same page. And when Mac's getting, you know, his hair's on fire trying to make too much happen, mm-hmm, he's sped up, his process is thrown off. And then that makes, like, Mac's not to blame. Like, Mac Jones has, you know, to put it lightly, stunk, like, the last 3 weeks. And it's not like he, you know, is out of, I guess, the blame pie. But it starts up front and it ends up front, really, in my opinion. If you get that fixed, you might have a chance down the line. But to your question, Andy, I don't know how they fix that, because they tried to fix it with Vedarian Lowe and Tyrone Wheatley, and Lowe isn't good, and Wheatley's now on IR. So,
Wheatley's on IR. Okay. Okay. So I was going to ask, how bad is Tyrone Wheatley Jr. if Vedarian Lowe keeps getting beaten out there like a mule, and this guy just is roundly run around by the Max Crosbys and other elite defensive ends of the NFL, and Wheatley can't get out there, but that would explain where things are. So I look, and this is Mike Cadlick joining us on the Harbor One Hotline from WEEI.com. His post-game pieces can be read right there now at WEEI.com, as well as Andy's thumbs up, thumbs down, and so much more. I just don't even know. Like, so that caller before you chimed in, Mike, said, I think we just need to blow this whole thing up. And he's not the first and the only one who has suggested as much. What do you do now in terms of looking at roster construction? Are there, like, who would you look to potentially move on from so that at this point, A, you get rid of any bad apples or people that could divide the locker room or sour on the team, and B, who could net you some value that you don't think is going to be part of the long-term solution here?
It's such an interesting question, Fitzy, because, I mean, you look at this team and where they're headed, and, you know, you're 1-5. You're not – or 1-4. Are they 1-5?
1-5. No, 1-5. You had it right. The losses are tough to keep track of.
You are 1-5, and there is there's no hope. You're not coming back from this. You're not making the playoffs. You're 2 games out of third place in the AFC East. So the season is, for lack of a better word, doomed. You're not going to make a run here. The trade deadline's coming up in 2 weeks, and it kind of feels like baseball, where buyers or sellers are. It's the same thing, same trade deadline, you know, proposition. Buyers or sellers. The Patriots should be sellers, and in a normal, I guess, you know, Patriots season, we've never really had the Patriots have to be sellers because they always have been competing at this point. And so right now you look at it, and is Bill Belichick going to be here? Is he not? So if he's going to be here and, you know, Kraft wants to give it to him one more time and they have these internal discussions, Belichick would be, in theory, the one who would decide who they plan to re-sign this offseason and who they think they can get value for, and they're not going to re-sign. So you look at a Mike Onwenu, who's in a contract year, or Josh Uche, Kyle Duggar, Hunter Henry, Jabril Peppers. Like, there's a lot of guys, and Peppers was awesome today. He's been awesome all season.
Yep.
He,
I'm not trading him. Value, I want him.
No, nope, me either. But and I agree with you, Andy, but if they don't, then who knows? So
if you trade Peppers, world, I'm not watching.
Well, then who's going to do the postgame show with me?
Nope. I'm not watching. Yeah, if you take away the one guy that I enjoy watching on this football team, he's fun. He tries. He's like, I need more of him, not less of him. He is a guy, and I think that rolls into, we've been talking about, what did we call the list, Fitzy? The gotta go list?
Yep. It is the, if I'm checking my notes here, the who's all in list.
Yeah, but who's the opposite? Yeah. The gotta go list is Devontae Parker, Juju Smith-Schuster, Trent Brown, the guys that I want no part of.
Yeah,
the gotta go. I want no part of those guys. I think you need to keep the Tavais of the world and the Peppers of the world and the Ezekiel Elliotts of the world. There's guys that I feel like are still very much invested, and I want them trying. I want them competing. I want them doing the right thing and saying the right thing, because I think there's too many guys on this roster that, A, aren't doing the right thing, and, B, aren't investing emotionally in the way to help the team. And you're right. Hope is gone.
And it's funny, though, two of those guys you mentioned on that gotta go list is in Trent Brown and Devontae Parker just signed contract adjustments with the team. So I don't know what went into those.
You know who else should be on the gotta go list? The guy who signed those contract adjustments.
You used your outside voice on that one, Andy.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
And that's kind of the interesting point here on the trade deadline is you do have pieces you could move, but is it Belichick who's deciding we're not going to keep a Mike Onwenu? Where if you do gut it and you do get rid of him, maybe the next administration, if you will, would have wanted to keep Mike Onwenu. So that's kind of where this gets a little interesting down the stretch. But there are guys that they could trade, and realistically, they probably should be sellers here.
Yeah, at this point now, I mean, like, I never thought at 6 games into a season we'd all be talking about the Patriots looking to become sellers on the market. But here we are. Like, the season has to take on some ulterior purpose or greater meaning. And right now it's not going to be compete and fight and resolve in Patriot way. At most, they're going to be 2 or 3 wins on the schedule the rest of the way if they continue to play like they have. And there have been no indications or signs that they're going to play otherwise, Mike. So it's a loss season, like Andy said earlier. We have to cut our losses now and try to figure out what it is that we can look forward to, what we can root for, and what positives we could possibly divine from this mess.
Do you like watching football on Saturdays? Start watching some quarterbacks.
Hey, last night,
Drake May versus Caleb Williams was on. Right. They were competing broadcasts.
And before that, I was making dinner for the family, and I watched that awesome Washington-Oregon game. That was the best football I saw all weekend long. And I saw you got a nice Michael Penix tweet earlier today, Cad. Like, jeez. Andy Hart look like...
In the inside.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure. In all seriousness...
That was a tough one.
I'm not sure I love either of those guys that were in the first game, Knicks and
no, Penix. Michael Penix is a stud. He's got some arm talent.
Left-handed.
It just looks funny because he's a lefty.
He shops at the Leftorium. So what?
Who was the last good lefty quarterback? It was like 30 years ago.
Mike Cadlick.
Michael Vick, Scott Mitchell. So many of them to choose from. All right.
Yeah. Can I ask you a serious question, though, before you go?
Yeah, he's got to go. So
absolutely.
Oh. Yep. Well, only because we have to. Well, we have commercials. Fourier's calling in soon. We got a lot of show. Okay. The lines are jammed. I could do it all night with Mike, but last question, please. Thank you.
We could do one more. We'll do one more.
What a sweetheart.
Well, Parker wouldn't. He would say next. Oh, yeah, he would. He'd say next question. So I get one more in Devontae Parker style. Do you think I'm an a-hole? Because we had a caller earlier call me an a-hole.
That's your serious question?
Yeah, it's very important to know.
No, Andy, we've talked about this many a times, not only on the phone, not only on Zoom, not only at Gillette Stadium. You tell the truth, and the truth is never mean.
Can we cut that up and keep that? That's well right, done, Joe, Mike Cadlick.
Joe, delete that.
That'll be in the promo.
Joe, I'll
dump.
Yeah, dump that. I'll tell you where the server farm is kept so you can get rid of it. It'll never be it. Cut that. Yeah, cut that from the Six Rings postgame feed as well. Mike, thanks very much for calling in. We'll look forward to reading your analysis and perspective over the course of the week as well at WEI.com. Give him a follow at Mike Cadlick. That's Cadlick with a K. We'll talk to you soon. And
pickle guy.
Nope, no pickle pizza for anyone tonight. No
pickle pizza, baby.
All right,
talk
buddy.
To you soon. Thanks,
talk
guys.
Is that
soon.
A punishment or a celebration pizza? I'm not sure.
It's delicious. Don't judge. All
see
right.
you, Mike.
See you, Cadlick. 617-779-7937. There's your number. I know the lines are full. We will get to Jake and Steve and Joe and Paul and David and everyone. And Christian Fourier is calling in next here on the Six Rings postgame show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.